In Parshas Emor, it discusses all the Yomim Tovim, and what's interesting is, in the beginning, it discusses Shabbos. Sheshis Yomim Tasa Malacha. So Rashi right away says, Ma'in Yin Shabbos Eitzam Layadois. Why is Shabbos discussed in the beginning by Yomim Tovim? L'lamedcha comes to teach you, Shechala Mechalal Esma Moyadois, someone's Mechalal, the Yomim Tovim, Malolav Kiluchilal Shabbosais. Hashem, it counts as if you mechal Shabbos Cholila. And if you mekayim the Moyadais, it's like you mekayim the Shabbos. Again, the question is, what's the real connection? Shabbos is a separate mitzvah. And if you mechal Shabbos, it's a chil of Shabbos. And if you mechal Yontif, it's a chil of Yontif. And the Kibbut Shabbos is separate, the Kibbut Yontif is separate. So why is Rashi connecting it? Kol mekayim es Moyadais kilekayim Shabbosis. That if you keep the Yom Tovim, it's like you're keeping Shabbosim. What's the connection? And what you could say is as follows. Shabbos and Yom Tov are both connected with time. Both are made that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The difference is, though, is that Yom Tovim come with from a koyach of Bezdin. Because Bezdin was Keveya the Chodesh. And with Kaddish the Chodesh, where the Moed is to be Tesav of Nisan, meaning the 15th month from the beginning of the Chodesh. Same thing with Tesav of Tishrei, Chag HaSukkos, or Asiri B'Tishrei, which is Yom Kippur, or Shavuos that's Chal 50 days from the Omer, and the Omer you are Makriv only through the Kfiyas HaChodesh, and you bring the Omer on the 16th of the Chodesh, and that's when you start the Svira. So it comes out that all the Yomim Tovim are Nikva through Klal Yisrael, and that is why we say in the Tefillah of Yontif, Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, that we're sanctifying Yisrael and the times, because Yidden, the Yisrael, is connected to the Kedusha of the Zmanim. And nevertheless, you have a Chiyuv to be Shomeret just like Shabbos. Shabbos is Kavua V'Omed, it's every seventh day. From the Sheshis Mei Bereshis, it's Nikva by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and it's automatic. So Sai Mayadim, Sai Shabbosais, come because of a Kedusha of Zman. And just like Shabbos is made on Maisa Bereshis, the Mayadis are also made on Maisa Bereshis, but it was also Nikva through Yetzias Mitzrayim. And through Yetzias Mitzrayim was Nikva this Inyan of Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha, the Aseres HaDibris, Matan Torah. And what comes out through Maaser Bereishis, comes out through Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha, Asher Tzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, and the whole Ten Makis was to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Boirei, he created Shemayim V'Oretz, and therefore, if you're Pageya in Mayadois, you're Pageya in Shabbos. Anoichi Hashem Alekecha Asher Yitzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. If you pageya in that Anoichi Hashem Alekecha that I took you out of Mitzrayim, then you're pageya also in Shabbos, and that's the Anoichi Hashem Alekecha Ashabora Shamayim Va'aretz, the Maisa Bereishis. They're all one. To be makaveya in the lave that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, the Shamayim Va'aretz is a mashkiach on it. Because when Yitzias Mitzrayim came out, also a Maisa Bereishis. The difference is that Shabbos comes from this Iris Dila'ela. It's Kavua from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Kedusha that comes from Imal, from above. Eser Usa Dila'ela means it's a Iris from above. Masha'en Ken Yontiv comes from Eser Usa Dila'sata, from his Iris down below. There was Nikval Pi Bezdin. And through the Iris of Bezdin, there's a Kedusha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, they're both equal. They're both one Inyan. Comes out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bara Shemayim Va'aretz, and therefore if you mezalzel in Mitzvah Moed, you mezalzel also in the Mitzvah Moed of Shabbos, because they both have a din of Moed, they both have a din of Kedusha Sazman, they're both made on Maisa Bereishis, and even though Moyadim are through Kriyas HaChodesh, while Shabbos is through an automatic every 7 days, it's in the B'chod HaMachta, has the same Kedusha in a certain level, and you have to be Shomeret with a B'tachlis HaShmira. And that's why it connects the two. Also, Shabbos is called a Mayid also. That's an important thing to know. It's different than Yom Tovim, but it's a Bechina of a Mayid. Another big insight of this week's Parsha is the Koyach of Mamayin, of money, when it's used B'Kedusha, and the connection of a person to the money he earns. The Pasuk says, "V'koyin ki yikne nefesh ki yinkas boy hu yoichal boy." We learn from this amazing Pasuk, an amazing Chiddush, that there's a strong kesher between the person and his money and his kinyonim, till they're mamish in a certain way one with him. And there's a kedusha that falls on the mammon through his kedusha. We see this from the din in this week's parsha, that an Eved Kanani eats truma. A Yisrael can't, but an Eved Kanani can. Why? Because he's the king in kaspay of the koyin. Masha enkein a toshav v'sacher, which is with their yidin. Toshav and sacher are either an Eved every, the sacher is Eved every that is in his first 6 years. Toshav is an Eved every that did not want to leave and they drilled his ear and he's there till Yovel. In both cases, they're Yidden, full-fledged Jews. They can't eat truma if they're you know, the Eved Ivri of a Kohen. But the Eved Kanani of a Kohen can eat truma. Why? Because he's the king in Kasmai of the Kohen. You see the Chavivus, the connection, the power of the Kedusha that comes through Mamayin. And this is what the Chazal mean in Chulin. Daf Tzadik Aleph Amid Aleph, where it says Vayivoser Yaakov Levada, Yaakov was left alone, and Rabbi Elazar says that he left over Pachim Ketanim, and from here you see that Tzadikim Chaviv Aleihem Amoinim Yosem Igufam, their money is more chaviv to them than their own bodies. Strange expression. What do you mean? They're money hungry? No, of course they're the furthest away from that, but they love their money. Why? Kol Kach Lama. Why? The fish ain't pushed in Yedeyem Begezel, because they do not steal. So their money is honest money. Their money has a certain kedusha to it. And so we see that the bilus of Mamonis is poil on the rechush till it receives an intrinsic kedusha of the Baal HaMamon himself. So you see that by Mamon of Tzadikim, there's a kedusha of the tzaddik, somehow sparks of a tzaddik in that mamayin. And therefore we mechaviv that, just like we mechaviv any davar shebe kedusha. And we see from here this koyach of king in kasbay, to bring it into the kedusha of Bailam. And that's why the fishayim poishtin yedeyem begezel. It's honest money. King in kasbay. It's honest money. Maisa Ovis Simon Labonim. Just like Yaakov was looking after the Pachim Ketanim, those small Pachim, because he was Nucky from Gezel, so too the Dairis, that is our goal. Our goal is to be Nucky from Gezel, and our mummy should be B'Kedusha and B'Tahara. You see, in Parshas Vayishlach, it says Yaakov moved to Sukkosa. He built a house. Olamikneu asa sukkos, to him for his animals he made sukkos, and that's why the name is sukkos. So Yaakov placed importance to him, the mikneu, his cattle, till he called the name because of them. Olamikneu asa sukkos, he made sukkos for the animals, and that's why he called the name sukkos. Very unusual. But you see from here, though, how the money that a person gets honestly without any chashashes has a kedusha of the Baal on that money itself. And that's a tremendous thing that you need to know. The kedusha that's chal on money that's earned honestly. And then there's something even deeper than that. What happens is when you're giving tzedakah with that money, it's mamish mesiras nefesh. Because you put in all your koiches to it, not just koiches, gashmistika koiches, your hard-earned money, so to speak, but you put in your ruchniistika koiches. You put it in, you put in that effort in that money, and now you're giving that away to the ani. That's a tremendous mesiras nefesh, a tremendous koyach. Person needs to understand this. So when he works very, very hard, of course, all parnasa comes from Hashemayim. Everything's nigzah from Rosh Hashanah min Hashemayim. That's all true. But lemaisa, it's yegia kapa. It goes, comes through ishtadlus. And you take pride in that ishtadlus. It has a certain kedusha to it. And when you give money to the ani, it's like your maisa nefesh. Because all your sweat, all your tears, all your erlicha, hard work, was came into that money, and you're giving that away to the ani. And that's why the tzedakah with erlicha money is one of the most wonderful things in the world. It's a tremendous mesiras nefesh, a tremendous kedusha. In a certain way, the Baal Tanya explains this also, is let's say you could spare $1,000 for something. You could save it up for a vacation that you really want and you need and you want. And then you take this $1,000 and you give it to the ani. So in other words, it's monies that alpiteva you could use on yourself and you did not. But that makes no difference. The fact is that you're doing this. You're giving your money to tzedakah. There's nothing greater than that. And especially if it's erlicha money, honest money, so that money is, you put your sweat and blood into it, and you're giving that to the ani. That's a mechina of mesiras nefesh. And the tzedakah from honest money has tremendous, tremendous power. Tremendous, tremendous kayach. And it's a big schus for us all. And one last point to discuss the inyan of Sviras HaOmer. It's very important. This is the hachana preparing for Matan Torah. Tikkun HaMidos. We do it slowly. We do it erlichly. And we count the days to Matan Torah. And it's a yearning, expression of yearning and excitement and anticipation. And it's a lesson for us to prepare for Matan Torah, to appreciate Matan Torah. So every night that you're counting Sira, and it's one day closer to Matan Torah, it's tremendous, tremendous mitzvah, tremendous, tremendous Avodas Hashem built into the Sviras HaOmer. There's Tikkun HaMidos involved. And may Hashem help that we should all utilize the opportunity of Sviras HaOmer, the Zmane HaSvira, to prepare for Matan Torah, to work on Tzai Bein Adon LaMokim and Tzai Bein Adon LaChaveroi. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help. This is a parsha of Yomim Tovim, and where the parsha discusses things, that's where you are. So let's say B'Shalach, you had the Kriyas Yamsuf, tremendous, beautiful Kriyas Yamsuf. Here, Mamash, you have all the Mayadim, including Shabbos, all the Mayadim on this week's Parsha. And the Kedusha of the Mayadim is built into this week's Parsha. And may we be Zoicha to experience and to feel that Kedusha of Yontiv all through the year. And may you have a wonderful Sira, sincere and successful preparation towards Matan Torah. You should all be gebenched. Hatzlocha and bracha.